Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you this week. Amen. It's Sunday, the Lord's Day, and we are giving Him glory and honor because He is the true and the living God. There is no other. We thank the Lord, amen, for being on today and being able to talk to you about our topic in this 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. We're talking about chasing hard after God, and our subject matter today is repentance. Amen. We've gone through identity and we've gone through obedience and such, and now we're talking about repentance. Amen. And I give glory to God for those of you that have been coming into the broadcast and been listening, and those of you that have been blessed by the word of God, amen, and by the things that the Lord is doing right now, because He truly is. He's chasing hard after us. And if we be still, amen, the Lord will pursue us. And we want to chase hard after the things of God. Amen. After He has called us, glory to God, we want to chase hard after those things. Because the enemy is doing his due. Amen. He is trying really hard to unseat every single person that names the name of Christ. But Jesus is the one who is Lord, and He has given us power, amen, power to tread on serpents, power, amen, to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Nobody else can give you that kind of power. Power, amen, to live right, power to be holy. The word says for us to be holy as He is holy, and nobody is holy but the Lord, amen, and He's the only one, amen, that can lead us in that way, amen. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, that says, for godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. I want to give you a definition, even before we pray, of repentance, and the Greek word that it's coming from in this verse is metanoia. Metanoia, it means, and it the word is repentance, and it means to change your mind. Repentance is a change of your mind. It is a change of your mind. Godly sorrow produces a change of mind. A changed mind yields change in behavior and loyalties. A reversal of one's decision. No longer are we looking to walk after the ways of wickedness, walk after the ways of the enemy, but we're looking to please the Lord. We're looking to walk after His standards and understand that this is where we were always intended to be, because our intended purpose from the very beginning is that we be in relationship with the Lord, that we have a reciprocal relationship where we are talking to Him. He's talking back to us. He's leading and guiding us. He's providing for us. He's taking care of us. He still is doing that very thing, and He is pursuing men that don't know Him. He's pursuing those that are, and they're working against Him, that have actually become His enemy because they're doing the works of the one who He cast out of heaven. Amen. But the Lord is bringing us back. I praise God. Jesus came down through 40 and two generations to do that very thing, to bring back, to remove us from that alienated relationship state, amen, and to bring us back to life, amen, because we were born into a state of sin. Nobody teaches us how to sin. And I give an example, and I gave an example to my son the other day, and he was like really amazed. But I give this example to people because people, you know, talk about the innocence of a child. Well, kids are innocent. Babies are innocent. They don't sin. And when we're born, we don't sin, but we are born into a state of sin. We're born into a state of sin, and nobody teaches us how to do that. And the example I gave him is there's a mother, and I'm just going to kind of reenact this the way that I did for him before we pray, and then I'm going to go back over this definition. There's a mom, and I'm going to set it up for you. She's in her kitchen. She's just baked some chocolate chip cookies. Her two-year-old, I think I told him three-year-old, is sitting on a chair watching mommy bake cookies. And the doorbell rings. She had just taken the cookies out of the oven. And she tells Johnny, Johnny, the cookie, these are hot. Don't touch them. You cannot have any cookies right now. We're going to wait until they're warm. I'll give you a glass of milk. And then the both of us will enjoy the cookies. And Johnny says, okay, Mommy, you know, in his little three-year-old voice. And I'm sure Mommy had had this conversation about boundaries with him. And it, this Mommy in particular, since I'm making up the story, definitely has. So Mommy, and they're in the same room. The person that knocked on the door is at the back door. So she goes to the back door, opens the door, and the person comes in. Oh, it smells so good in here. You just baked cookies, didn't you? And she's like, oh, yeah, I did. They're a little hot right now, but come on in. We can all enjoy them together. When she turns around, there is Johnny looking up at both of them with chocolate all around his mouth and on his fingers. And she said, Johnny, did you touch those cookies? I told you not to touch the cookies. And he's shaking his head, no. She's like, did you eat a cookie? He's like, no, Mommy, I know eat cookie. So we didn't tell, so his mama did not tell him how to lie. Amen. It comes, unfortunately, naturally. We were born into sin. Now, I don't know what that sin looks like for each and every one of us, but we were born into sin. So when people are saying they're born, that's just me. Well, we were born into sin. Keep that in mind. And that is not the state that we were originally in. We were originally innocent, I mean, as a people. And I'm speaking about back to the time of Adam and Eve when the Lord created humanity. Amen. We were created to fellowship with the Lord. We were created to be taken care of by Him and to amen, have a wonderful, wondrous relationship with the God of the universe. We were always intended to be in right relationship with Him. But when sin came, when Adam and Eve did disobey, they were immediately separated from the presence of God, separated from that right relationship. Now there's a gulf, amen, and their sin has come in, and death has immediately come in, because death always brings separation, and there was that separation. Glory to God. But the Lord Jesus, amen, even let me go back even back there that I'm talking about. The Lord, amen, when he spoke with Adam and Eve on that day, he was very angry with them that they had disobeyed him, because he had better in mind for them. But even then, he was showing forth his love that he has for all of humanity, all those that would come after Adam and Eve. Because even when he was handing down a punishment, amen, to them, he let them know that there would come one who would defeat that same serpent that led them astray away from God, the one who will bring them back into right fellowship. And that one is Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is the author and the finisher, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. He is the one who sacrificed his life so that we could again be in right relationship with the God of the universe, the Father of all. He is the one that we call on. The word says, if we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. His name is the one we call on. Scripture also lets us know that there's no other name given among men under heaven, amen, that we must. Amen. That we must be saved. Amen. It's his name, only his name. Jesus is that saving name. The Lord has not given another name for salvation, no matter what you've been told. Amen. The devil is going to and fro, bringing deceptions into the minds of men, causing good to look as if it's evil and evil to look as if it is good. The devil is deceiving men and women today, but the Lord is in hot pursuit of each and every one of us and calling us to repentance, calling us back to our right place, calling us back to who we were intended to be in the very beginning. The Lord has a purpose for your life. Amen. And as we are chasing hard, amen, against the opposition, the enemy who is telling us one thing and God is telling us another, that's why we're chasing hard after the ways of God. We're chasing hard after God because the enemy is in hot pursuit, trying to get us to see something that's not even there, something that's not real. He has projected an illusion before the world so that they cannot even see God. Oh, but the Lord is moving mightily in the earth, bringing salvation with his mighty hand. Amen. And those who humble themselves in his presence, he will take the scales off your eyes so that you will see. Amen. Amen. It's time for repentance. Glory to God. It is that time. Amen. I'm going to bring forth several scriptures. Amen. As we go forward. And it looks like I'm running out of time. Amen. If I do, please go into the archives and listen to the full message. I only had 30 minutes allotted. Amen. But I want to give God the glory, and I want to give you as much information as possible. And I'm going to read a few scriptures about repentance. Amen. Let's go back even to the definition and the scripture from the front. I'm going to read that again. But metanoia, I mean, is a word from the Greek, and it means repentance. And it's the Greek translation of the word repentance, metanoia. And it means a change of mind. Godly sorrow produces a change of mind. A changed mind yields a change in behavior and loyalties. A turning. Amen. We will turn away from our wicked ways to follow after the goodness and the grace of God Almighty. The Lord will give us favor in our turning. Those things that we felt were impossible are now possible again, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. And he will bring you out. He will bring you through. Those breakthroughs you thought were not possible in the place that you are, they are. Amen. And he blesses those that belong to him. And no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. That is the heritage. Amen. That is the inheritance of those that belong to God. Hallelujah. Those that belong to the Lord. A changed mind yields a change in behaviors and loyalties, a turning, a reversal of one's decisions. Amen. I want to read some scriptures to you. Amen. Before I go to Acts, I think that's probably where I'm going to end up. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." So those that cover their sin, they're not going to prosper, and they're going to reap death. Scripture says so. But those that confess their sins and forsake them, turn away from them, they shall have mercy. Remember, repentance is a change of mind, and a change of mind yields a change in behavior and a reversal of one's decision. So no longer are you going to do those sinful things. You're going to walk away from those things, and you will have mercy. Glory to God. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And he shall send Jesus Christ when before he was preached to you. Amen. And that's what we're doing. Amen. And all the preachers, if you're heard, we're preaching to you Jesus Christ, so that you will grab a hold to this message and to the presence of the Lord, that you feel, even right now, you feel the presence of the Lord, and he will work from you, and you will be able to turn away from those things that the enemy has set before you as good. They are evil, and they are not intended for your good. They're intended to destroy you. He is here only to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his only objective. He will not give you anything good. It might feel good for a season, but the end is death. Scripture says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. Glory to God. And that is what the enemy is trying to do, bring death. But it is time for repentance. It's time for you to change your mind. It's time for you to walk after the standards of God. It's time for you to chase hard after God. Amen. Because he is pursuing you. Now turn around and pursue him. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and I think I'm going to read 19 to 25. "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. And those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Amen. Keep in mind, amen, that the devil holds so many captive, and perhaps that is you today. But the Lord has a remedy for you, amen, and it comes with repentance. It comes with humbling yourself before the Lord, amen, and praying that prayer before him. And I'm not going to give you a prayer to pray before the Lord, amen. You pray. You know where you are. You know what you've done. You know what you need, and what you need is Jesus. We all need him every day and every hour for everything under the sun, every decision that we make. We need the Lord, and yes, we should have a repentance in us, because there are mistakes that all of us make, even those of us that are walking in the faith. From time to time, we need to repent. We need to change our mind about something we have done and turn away from it, forsake it, Scripture says. Glory to God, that we might be called that servant of honor. Glory to God. Amen. I have a few more scriptures for you. Glory to God. Before I give a summation. And I'm actually going into the Word, amen, because I usually use Bible Gateway, and it seems every time I've been getting on Scripture getting into the Scriptures lately there, we've been having some technical difficulties, and we know that is the enemy. He does not want this Word to come across, amen, but God is in the saving business, and he is primed and ready to save you. Your life matters to him. There is a song that I love. It talks about the reckless love of God, and that word in particular kind of bothered me a little bit. But when you think about the fact that the Lord is blessing us and loving us in spite of us and in spite of the opposition of the enemy, it does seem like it's reckless when you think about it that way. I love that song. It lets us know that there is nothing that God won't do to pursue us. He'll climb any mountain. He'll bring light to the shadows in our life. He'll bring healing in places where the devil had damned you to hell. I mean, the Lord will bring forth life. Glory to God. Oh, my God. And no, that was not a cuss word. It truly is one that is written in Scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm in Romans chapter 2. Amen. And I think I'm going to read through chapter 11. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever art thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and do it the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patience, continuance, and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Amen. There's no respect of person, whether you're saved or unsaved, and you do evil, the Lord will bring the same punishment to all. Amen. So it behooves us, amen, to get right to God, with God, chase hard after him, amen, that we might go forward in the Lord. Amen. We're looking for God to do great and mighty things in all of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Amen. Now I want to read Luke 13, and I'm going to read 1 through 5. I hope you have your Bibles with you. Amen. I did try to put bookmarks in some of the scriptures that I'm trying to bring forth. This particular one, it looks like I missed my bookmark, but that's okay. We'll find it really quickly. Glory to God. Luke 13, I'm reading 1 through 5. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. The Lord himself was bringing a warning to people, letting them know that no matter who the sinner is, no matter where you are, amen, if you do not repent, you will perish. Glory to God. But the Lord has a remedy. Amen. Repentance is that remedy. His salvation is that remedy. It will bring us back into right fellowship. It will alter our thinking. Amen. You change your mind about that very thing, and the Lord will take the rest. He said if you draw nigh unto him, that he will draw nigh unto you. So you make that step. Amen. The Lord will continue the work in you. Glory to God. You just have to continue chasing hard after him. Glory to God. Amen. I want to read from John, 1 John, I'm sorry. It's in 1 John, verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us. Glory to God. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness, no matter what we've done. Glory, glory, glory. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, I know you've heard that one before, and I'm basically semi-quote it. Amen. It says, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I heal their land. Glory to God. Amen. Look at that. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Amen. I did not quote it entirely, but take a look at it. John 3:16, it says, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, if you should believe on him, amen, believe on him actually means to engage, amen. It means to change. It's that changing of your mind, amen, to believe on the Lord, amen. And you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Let's go back to Second Corinthians, amen, the scripture we began with, and take a quick look at that, because I actually want to read the next verse as well. It says, now I rejoice, not that ye were sorry, amen, this was Paul speaking, but that ye sorrowed to repentance, for ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. That's the ninth verse. Verse 10 says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repentant of. You won't regret this. You won't have to repent for changing your mind about repenting unto salvation, because the Lord, amen, is going to bless you crazy blessings. Glory to God. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, we said a word for repentance, amen, is metanoia. That is the Greek word for repentance, is metanoia. And it means a change of mind. Godly sorrow produces a change of mind. A changed mind yields a change in behaviors and loyalties, a reversal of one's decisions. Now let's go to Acts chapter 2. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, amen, we're going there. The Lord had given his disciples instructions, amen, to wait in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. He told them that they would be witnesses throughout the earth, amen. And I'll actually read it. It's in chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Glory to God. He told them to wait. Amen. In verse 4, it says, wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. That was verse 5 and verse 8 that I read from the chapter 1. Amen. So the disciples, they did go. It was 120 of them in the upper room. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place. And suddenly, glory to God, there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And they filled, and they were all 120 of them were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And dwelling there at Jerusalem, because remember, they were at the Feast of Pentecost. So there were men of all nations there that had gathered together for that feast, that mandated feast that the Lord had given the Jews, that they were to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. They were all there. Amen. And they heard, amen, those men and those women speaking in their native tongues, and they could not have learned it any other way, because these were poor Galileans. They didn't have the schooling to have learned those other tongues. But yet the Holy Ghost, amen, began to speak to the people that were there. They were able to hear, amen, the wondrous works of God coming forth through the mouths of these men and women that were being filled with the presence of God. The indwelling Spirit of God had come upon them in that place. Amen. And many of them on the outside began to mock them as they heard it, thinking they were drunk. But Peter stood up in the midst of them. Amen. And I'm going to read a portion of it. He stood up in the midst of them. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing that it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which the prophet Joel, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, but the great and notable day of the Lord, when that great and notable day of the Lord come, and it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on the right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my
flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And Peter continued to preach and preach about Jesus, the things that they had seen already, and the things that the Lord had done, and that they had received of the Lord, the great and mighty blessing that they received, and the crowd responded. Glory to God. They responded. Remember, I told you, repentance means a change of mind. Godly sorrow produces a change of mind. A changed mind yields a change in behavior, a change in loyalty, and about face, a turning, a reversal of one's decisions. Now, when they heard this, scripture says in verse 37, they were pricked in their hearts, and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Glory to God. What shall we do? Their minds had been changed when they heard the anointing of God through the voice of Peter. And when he began to tell them what they had done and who this was that they had done it to, glory to God. Their eyes were suddenly open, and they realized, oh my God, this was the Messiah. This is the Messiah. This is our salvation. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Glory to God. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. This generation that's turned away from God, just as what you see in your surroundings. Amen. So I'm saying to you just what Peter said to them on that day. Repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Remember, repentance, metanoia, it's a change of mind. Godly sorrow, hallelujah, produces a changed mind. It produces repentance, a changed mind. Godly sorrow produces repentance, a changed mind. Repent. Hallelujah, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins. Amen. The Lord, you forsake those sins, the Lord will put them away as far as the east is from the west. Glory to God. Scripture says so. Hallelujah. Amen. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to pray for you. Amen. Before I end today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all these. Hallelujah. Those, Lord God, all of your people, Lord God, those that know you in this hour, Lord God, and that have fallen short, those, Lord God, that have never known you, Lord God, I lift them all up before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, because this is the time and this is the place. This is that Kairos moment for them, the fulfillment of time, for them to know the Savior for themselves, for them to come up in the place that they are, for them to receive a breakthrough, Lord God, and a break out of your Spirit, a revival, break forth, Lord God, in their soul and in their surroundings right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, remove every obstacle and every yoke, Lord God, everything that would hinder them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, surround all around them, Lord God, to make war with every demonic presence, Lord God, that tries to prevent them from entering in, Lord God, into your rest, into your salvation, into your hope, Lord God, into relationship with the true and the living God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. Everything that's not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, they are forsaking it right now, Lord God. They're turning away from their things, those things. They're changing their minds right now, Lord. Receive them, Lord God, and fill them full of the Holy Ghost and fire, just like you did your apostles. You said this is that. Joel said this was that that you were going to do in the last day. Surely, Lord, these are the last of the last days. Lord God, and the scripture lets us know to save ourselves from this untoward generation. Lord, these, Lord God, that are listening, Lord Jesus, are humbling themselves before you that they might be saved from this untoward generation. Lord, this generation that thinks that good is evil and evil is good. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Oh, Lord, move in their families and in their surroundings. Lord God, protect them from every evil seen and unseen. Lord, speak to their hearts and to their minds, Lord God. Change, Lord God, their circumstances. Redirect their path, Lord God, straight to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, anoint them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet to go forth in the name of Jesus and to share this event that has happened in their life. Mark the calendar for this day. For this day, the Lord is moving on your life. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, give them a place, Lord God, to be baptized. Lord Jesus, give them a place, Lord God, to be baptized, Lord God, in your name, and a place, Lord God, where they can sit down under an anointed pastor, Lord God, that's full of the Holy Ghost and fire, and that can lead them, Lord God, and show them the ways of salvation, show them the ways of holiness, show them the ways of truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in them right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, any that are sick, Lord God, let your healing virtue flow through their bodies right now, Lord God, while you're saving their soul, Lord God. Heal their bodies right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let this be a day of miracles, Lord God. Let this be a day, Lord God, of miracles, Lord, from in every aspect of their lives. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, that were depressed and in despair, Lord God, lift up their heads, Lord God. Lift the heaviness, take the load from them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and bless, heal, and deliver, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for your great and mighty salvation. I thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much, that you'll go any place, anywhere, anytime, Lord God, to chase us down, Lord God. You'll climb any mountain, Lord God. You'll trample on any lie, Lord God. You'll bring us back from anything, Lord Jesus, so that we know that you are our God and we are loved. Amen. The Lord loves each and every one of us with an everlasting love, a love that has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders, and no limits. He loves us just like that. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what's been said about you. You're not all those things. You are who God says that you are. And this day, you are his child. Glory to God, his beloved, the apple of his eye, the most significant, amen, of his masterpieces. That is you. Glory to God. The devil, amen, he mocks us, amen, but God, he delivers us. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you and keep you. Amen. God anoint you. Please, please, please email me. Glory to God. If you have made the decision, amen, to follow the Lord, I want to rejoice with you. Amen. And if you decide to email me and send me your address, I would love to send you a little gift. Amen. I would love to do that. If you would do that, I would do that. Glory to God. God bless you and keep you. God anoint you. Amen. I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. Amen.